A dramatic day in D.C. District Court just hours ago. The grandmother for the man accused of placing two pipe bombs in D.C. the night before January 6th took the stand to ask the judge for his release. CNN's Evan Perez is here, has been following the story. Evan, what did the judge make of the request?
Well, the grandmother was saying that, look, there is no danger to the community if you have my grandson, Brian Cole, come back to my house. She lives in a gated community. There's cameras everywhere. The defense has argued that they could have an ankle monitor. They could have visits from pretrial services. They could have monitoring situation whereby he could be safely taken care of by his family members. And that way he is not being held in detention while he awaits trial. The government has argued that these were very dangerous these pipe bombs were very dangerous. They were placed outside the RNC and DNC buildings, if you remember, back on January 5th of 2021, the day before the riot at the Capitol. And they were discovered just right about the time when the crowd was starting to break in through the police cordons. And so that's what made these things so dangerous. There was people around that could have been harmed had they gone off. The government argues that in his confession that he spent hours talking to the FBI, he described making these bombs, learning from YouTube videos, from watching video games about how to put together these devices. And that he does not, this is not somebody who should be out in the community, given the seriousness of this crime. What is interesting about this case is, you know, the fact that, given the fact that the president has pardoned everyone associated with January 6th, that Brian Cole is probably the only person that this administration is trying to hold accountable for any of the events that surrounded January 6th.